From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The Islamic State claims responsibility for another attack. Iran's Revolutionary Guards are blaming Saudi Arabia for a pair of terror attacks Wednesday at symbolic locations in Tehran. The Islamic State group says it is responsible for the attacks that left at least 12 people dead and 42 others wounded at Iran's parliament and a shrine to the late leader Ayatollah Khamenei. IS militants immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks. It marks the first time the Sunni Muslim group admitted it attacked the majority Shiite Muslim country. Six of the attackers were killed by Iranian security forces. U.S. President Donald Trump posted on Twitter Wednesday that he soon will nominate former federal prosecutor Christopher Wray to replace James Comey as director of the FBI. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said Wednesday he approves of the president's choice.
I don't know the guy, but I've looked at his resume. He seems like the right perfect. He seems like to me he's the perfect kind of person. I thought we should have a career person take over the FBI, someone with a deep bench of experience. He certainly seems to fit that bill.
Wray led the Justice Department's criminal division from 2003 to 2005 during the administration of George W. Bush. Former FBI Director Comey, who was fired nearly a month ago by Trump, will testify Thursday before the Senate Intelligence Committee, which is investigating Russian meddling in last year's U.S. election, as well as any ties between Moscow and Trump's inner circle. It will be Comey's first appearance since Trump abruptly dismissed him on May 9th. When Trump fired him, Comey was leading the FBI's probe of Russian interference into last year's presidential campaign. This is VOA News.